Glory be to God. I am so excited to be here this morning. God bless you, Brother Slade, to all of your listeners in the radio land. I'm so happy and excited to be here. I'm also blessed to be in the studio with my beautiful baby daughter, Jalea C. Smith. She's in here at the studio watching me do this. And so I'm just so excited that she is here and proud to be her dad. And she's just doing great things. God is really moving in her life. I don't want to neglect my other daughter, Jasmine Q. Smith. She's out in Alabama attending Tuskegee University, studying engineering. So I'm so proud of both of them, my wife and I. So blessed to be here. Let me get into the message this morning. I have something that God has placed on my heart, and I want to share it with you, and I pray you receive it in the spirit in which I offer it. Let's say a word of prayer before we get into God's word. Eternal wise God, we thank you so much for allowing us to be here this morning. We give you the glory and we give you the praise, Father. You said in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be right here in the midst. And so we thank you for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do. And we know that all things work good for those who love you. We love you. We glorify you. We exalt you. And we give you the praise. And together we say, amen.
Amen.
My family, when I was growing up in the ministry, my pastor used to always ask me this question. Do you have a calling? Do you have a calling? Do you have a calling? As a young man, I did not have a clue what that meant. A calling for what? A calling from whom? What is a calling? It took me years before I could understand what a calling was. A calling is something that you hear from the inside of you. It is something that is so sweet and so real that when you hear it, your body becomes excited. Your energy rises, your countenance shines, your soul connects, and your vision manifests. Oh, my friends, there's something about a calling. This calling is a divine calling. Your calling is simply divine. It doesn't come because you're Christian. It doesn't come because you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't come, my friends. It's not even rooted in your denomination. You don't hear it because you see somebody else doing it. This calling is your divine connection to the Creator. You were born with this calling. God has ordained you with the calling and no one else. You may call it a gift. You may call it skills. You may call it development. The bottom line, it is a calling deposited within you by God Himself to establish heaven right here on earth. Your calling is a representation of God. This is why the Apostle Paul refers to us who follow Jesus the Christ in 2 Corinthians 5:20 as what? Ambassadors. That we are ambassadors in the kingdom of God. So when people see you walking in your calling, they are really looking at God at His finest. Your calling is one which gives you the least effort to do. You really don't even have to work at your calling. It is innately and indelibly within you. When you engage in your calling, you feel the energy of it. You become excited about it. You walk in your calling when nobody else has to ask you to do so. Your calling is God working in you. This is why we say in the church, greater is He that is within me than he that is in the world. No man has to approve of your calling. No degree substantiates your calling. No man-created process can synthesize your calling. When God has given you your calling, you have to walk in it. When God has given you your calling, you have to live in it. When God has given you your calling, yes, you even have to and you must thrive in it. Why? Because it is not for your glory, but for the glory of God. Our text this morning comes out of the book of John, the 15th chapter, the 16th verse, which reads this: You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. If I were to use as a subject from which to teach this morning, my subject simply would be this, family: Are you walking in your calling? Are you walking in your calling? To walk in your calling means to live life with a purpose. Some of us are walking, but we're walking without a purpose. When I see young people hanging out on the corner, I ask them, and I go up to them and I go, "What's going on, my young brothers and sisters?" And often their immediate response is, just hanging out, nothing much, just chilling. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. In other words, they are not even walking with a purpose. They are just standing without a purpose. Anything that just stands without purpose is considered dust. and where dust just sits, it can be brushed away. No, my friend, you and I have a purpose on this earth. Yes, even though we were formed from the dust of the earth, we are not just to remain idly by and stand on the earth not doing anything. We are on this earth for a reason, for a purpose. We are on this earth to manifest the kingdom of God with a purpose. How do you know this, Reverend Smith? Well, because you and I were created in the image and the likeness of our Heavenly Father. And because the image and likeness of our Heavenly Father is great, this means that everything we do in life must not be average. Everything we do in life must not be mediocre. Everything we do in life must not be moderate. It must be great. When people see us walking in our calling, they should be in awe and amazement. A very good friend of mine named Councilwoman Juanette Cullors out in Little Rock loves this particular saying when she's working with young people. She works with young girls in particular, and she helps these young people bring out their inner beauty and calling and their calling inside of them. I've seen the magic she has on these young people, transforming them from good to great. As a result of working with these young people, Councilwoman Cullors founded an organization called WOW. Her message to the young people was simply this: whenever they go, whatever they set their minds to achieve in life, whatever calling they put their skills to do, they should do it so well that whoever sees them will end up saying, "Wow, what an amazing thing. Wow, she did it well. Wow, she didn't just sing that song. No, she sang that song. Wow, she spoke with such eloquence and grace. Wow, what's my point? Whatever our calling is in life, we should do it with the wow concept in mind. Wow, he has a gift to speak. Wow, was that a great sermon? Wow, what an awesome radio host. Wow, what great customer service. Wow, is that an awesome man or woman of God? Wow, wow, wow. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. My friends, God is in the wow business. Whatever you do in his name, it must be done with the wow concept in mind. The wow is an opportunity for you to say when people congratulate you on your calling, when they say you've done a marvelous job, when they say you have such skills and eloquence, it is your opportunity to say, not thank you very much, I'm so proud of what I've done. It's your opportunity to say, to God be the glory. Why? Because it was God that put that calling in you. It was God that gave you your purpose. It was God that gave that talent. It was God that gave you hope and prosperity. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, we read these profound and arresting words from God himself. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to what? Prosper you, to give you a future and to give you hope. Let me ask you this morning, my friends, are you walking in your calling? Are you doing what God has called you to do in life? Don't let fear stop you. Don't let a lack of physical resources stop you. No, don't even let the naysayers stop you from walking in your calling. And for some of us who may not be walking in our calling right now, can I tell you right now, this morning, it is not too late. As long as you are above ground, you can still walk in your calling. Every day above ground is a good day. The Bible says in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. This means once God has put that calling in you, it is irrevocable. You can't get rid of your calling even if you wanted to. Why? Because the calling isn't for you. It is for the manifestation of God himself in you. When people see you walking in your calling, they see God present in you. I'm asking you to walk in your calling today. Why? Because your calling was not given to you lightly. Your calling is a worthy calling. Can I say that again? Your calling is a worthy calling. A worthy calling, one that was given specifically for you. So I'm asking you, when you are walking in your calling, walk in it with pride. Walk in it with dignity. Walk in it with respect. Ephesians 4:1 reads these powerful words. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of calling to which you have been called. God gave you this special calling, no one else. The Bible makes it clear in John 15 and 16 that you have been chosen by God with this calling. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, we find these powerful and intriguing words. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his, watch this, his own possession, that you may, watch this, proclaim not the mediocrity, not the average, not the moderate, but that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who did what? Who called you out of darkness into where? His marvelous light. Oh, my friends, you ought to get excited about that. Are you walking in your calling? Are you walking in your calling with dignity, with pride and respect? Now, with your calling may come some struggling. Oh, what I mean by struggling, I mean when you know your calling, people will become envious of you. When you know your calling, you might get some haters. When you know your calling, they'll probably talk about you. They will probably ridicule you. They will call all manner of evil against you just because you're walking and being obedient in your calling. But Jesus provides a remedy on how to handle the haters. Can I share that with you this morning? I said Jesus provides a remedy on how to handle your haters. He says in Matthew 5 and 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. So what am I saying? He's saying rejoice and be exceedingly glad. He's saying don't get distracted. Continue to walk in your calling and watch how God will handle your enemies. As he made the enemies of David his footstool, he'll make your enemies the same as well. Don't get angry or even mean-spirited with those who are against you. God has got your back. Just continue to do what? Continue walking in your calling. In 1 Peter 5 and 10, we find the powerful words of this saying, and after you have suffered a little while, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ, will himself do what? Restore you, confirm you, strengthen you, and watch this, establish you. You got to stay in your calling, my friends. You got to stay walking with dignity. You have got to be excited about what God is doing in your life and is preparing to do in your life. I need you to walk in your calling today, so don't get distracted. Jesus provides glaring examples of staying focused when others try to distract him. When Lazarus had died, word came to Jesus that he needed to stop what he was doing and immediately go to another town to heal Lazarus. The word was if Jesus did not leave immediately, Lazarus would die. Jesus remained where he was for a whole day. He arrived the next day and said to the crowd, Lazarus is not dead. He's what? Just asleep. He said, Lazarus, come forth, Satan, loose him and let him go. Jesus never allowed others to distract him from walking in his calling. My friends, I need you to walk in your calling today. When Jesus was just a little boy, he separated himself from his mother, Mary and Joseph, and was found in a crowd talking to leaders and teachers, preachers, asking and answering questions. When Mary found Jesus and chastised him from separating himself from his parents, Jesus responded simply yet arresting words. He said simply this, I must be about my Father's business. Jesus continued walking in his calling. He made it perfectly clear to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin government, and the Roman government that for this purpose was I born. For what purpose were you born? To save the souls of mankind. That if you accept him, you can have the right to the tree of life. Let us do what Jesus did and walk in our calling. And now some of us might say, I can't do that, Jesse. I don't know how to do that. I'm not Jesus. I can't do what Jesus did. But Jesus reminds us in John 14 and 12, these things I do, you can do also. And even greater things can you do. My friends, when you walk in your calling, you stop surviving and you start thriving. When you walk in your calling, you are forever mindful of what you say, how you say it, and where you say it, and when you say it. When you walk in your calling, you get up every morning with zeal, energy, and enthusiasm. When you walk in your calling, there is no stalling or procrastination, but simply love and passion. When passion leaves your calling, then abandon what you are doing. I'm going to say that again. When passion leaves your calling, then you need to abandon what you're doing. When you walk in your calling, you must do so with passion. Where there is no passion in your calling, there is no happiness in your journey. I love watching the cooking show America's Next Chef. One of the contestants on the show cooked his food with such love and passion that he won every contest that he was in. However, as the show continued, it came down to him and three other chefs as to who would be the next America's Next Chef. The judges of the contest looked at this particular chef and they told him that he would not be the next best chef. Not because his food wasn't good, not because he didn't present it well, but simply because they said to him he had lost the passion he once had for cooking, and that cooking and that passion showed in his presentation. After the chef was told that by one of the judges, the chef took off his mask and took off his apron and looked at the chef dead in his eyes and said to the chef, you know what? You are absolutely correct. I did not have the passion I once had in doing this job. And it showed. My friend, keep the passion alive in your calling. Pray continuously to the Father to keep the fire burning inside. If you will do this, you will thrive while walking in your calling. If you will do this, when you walk in your calling, there is no mountain so high that you could not climb, no valley so low through which you cannot walk, and no river so wide that you cannot cross. And though sometimes your back may be pushed against the fence, I want you to know you were born for greatness, and therefore you were born to win. This is your season to walk in your calling. So is the lesson, and so it is. God bless you.
I want to thank you, Pastor, for that powerful message.
Amen. God bless you. My honor. To God be the glory.
You know, sometimes there are people out there that have a calling but are hiding or just don't want to do their calling at the moment because they've got other things in their mind. What do you say to those people?
Go in prayer. The Bible says go within your inner closet and seek the calling that God has given you. Don't get distracted by it. And when you know that you can do something that you love and you don't even have to be paid for it, but you will do it because you know that's a passion inside of you, that's your calling and that's what you need to set up and set out for to do, no matter what the resources look like. Trust in God and he will make a way out of no way. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has the plans for you and your plans are for you to prosper.